It's Friday, December 9th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. David is a survivor of a heinous attack by Muslim Somali herders on October 20th, 2022, in a province in western Kenya, reports International Christian Concern. As he walked past Somali Muslims who were grazing their camels illegally on someone's farm, they shot him in the back. After running into the forest in great pain, he said, quote, "I fell under a tree, helpless and gasping for air. I was bleeding profusely," end quote. He lay there for a full 24 hours. He said, quote, "I was writhing in excruciating pain, hungry and thirsty. I asked the Lord to just take my life. At night, wild animals were approaching me. Hyenas from the nearby rocky forest caves were coming near me. I wanted them to just devour me so that I could escape from the pain," end quote. Other farmers discovered him, brought him to the hospital, where he spent 3 weeks in recovery. Today, David is thankful to God for saving his life from the Muslim Somali herders, whom he describes as terrorists disguised as ranchers. The House of Representatives passed the Disrespect for Marriage Act on Thursday, threatening the religious liberty of Americans who believe marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman. All House Democrats were joined by 39 Republicans in the 258-169 vote, reports the Washington Stand. House Resolution 8404, which critics call the Disrespect for Marriage Act, would allow individuals to sue Christian business owners who refuse to participate in homosexual faux wedding ceremonies and threaten the tax-exempt status of religious nonprofits that do not recognize homosexual faux marriages. It will jeopardize the ability of Christian adoption agencies that do not place children